This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Live radio on stage as KISW proudly presents Live Date Friday, December 13th. Showbox Soto this time around. All the sound effects, the voice actors, a barbershop quartet, music from the new originals, and special guests. Plus, the Daily Mix Show and the men's room live on stage.
Yes.
On Friday night. And you're involved in the show there. It's going to be a hell of a party. If you don't have tickets yet, just head to KISW.com. Reserve your seat for Live Day, Friday, December 13th at Showbox Soto. Okay, our question, what went wrong and then what happened? And this is kind of a horrible story out of Palma, Spain that just keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
There is no happy ending on this one. But investigators believe a missing student was likely crushed in a trash truck. According to the New York Post, 24-year-old Agustina Rubini went missing about 3 weeks ago after she disappeared following a night out with friends in Palma, which is basically on the island portion of the Mediterranean. Per the Post, the National Police of Spain now believe that she passed out while digging through a large trash bin after she possibly dropped her phone inside it after a night of drinking. Now, the publication reported police have theorized that she was then picked up by a garbage truck. Either she had passed out, went to sleep, whatever the deal was, and she was crushed to death. And then her body was taken to the dump. The U.S. Sun reported police were able to reconstruct Medina's movements using her phone data. 24-year-old had been last seen around midnight by an employee of a local shop. Near a bus stop, who told authorities that Medina was visibly intoxicated and had stopped in to get a bag of chips. They report the investigators also found a handbag and blouse belonging to her beside the trash bin.
Okay.
The Sun reported the police were able to rule out that Medina ever took the bus. So basically, they started tracking her phone, and the tracking data obtained by police showed that Medina's phone remained inside the trash bin for about a half an hour before it was moving, as it was in the back of the garbage truck, which then went to an incineration plant. All right? They believe she was crushed by the trash bin.
Right.
Then they believe she was taken to an incinerator and set on fire. The Sun reported they discovered human skeletal remains in the incinerator plant. They are still working to identify the remains. They're pretty sure they know who it is. The main hypothesis is that she went into the container to get something and had the bad luck of feeling unwell inside the container or passed out, whatever. Police told reporters that she was a smaller woman who had a low tolerance for alcohol, which they believe was worsened due to a medication that she had been taking at the time.
Damn.
Our question, what went wrong? Another one of those this morning where you go, what in the hell, man? Golly.
You might have been the parents on that. I mean, even if I'm the cops, like, look, things did not end well. I'm not even sure you want to hear the story.
What went wrong and then what happened? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
All right. Well, I didn't die in a trash truck, but the story starts in September 15th of 1995. We got married and we went to Florida on our honeymoon. We rented a car. I wanted to drive to Key West. So we got about 3 hours out on the bridges and my wife said, oh, hell no, this is way too far. So we turned around and drove back to Fort Lauderdale. Fast forward 10 years, and we booked another trip to Florida, to Key West. And prior to the trip, this is when I lived in Utah, and we were down in the deserts of Moab. And my daughter was about 10, and she was catching frogs in the creek. And she put her water in a water bottle, and she's putting her frogs in there. And I didn't realize that it was frog water, and I was just drinking it.
Oh, God.
And I didn't realize it until there was rocks at the bottom, and I'm like, what?
I mean, did it taste any different? You know,
no, it was cool and refreshing. It was crystal clear right out of the stream.
Frog water.
Mm-hmm. Frog water. So I drank the water, and I'm like, oh, crap, I hope I don't get sick. But sure enough, the next couple days, I got Giardia. And I don't know if you guys have ever had it, but it's not a good time.
What exactly? I've heard the name. Yeah. I don't believe I've ever had it. What are the symptoms of Giardia?
It just comes out both sides, and you just have really, really bad stomach cramps.
Okay.
And, yeah, so our flight was supposed to leave, like, in 2 days. And I said, I can't go. There's no way I can fly from Utah to Key West. And so my sister-in-law ended up going on the trip. It was a cruise to the Bahamas, Key West.
Oh, dude.
And so my wife sent me a picture of them with a happy anniversary cake. But here's the good news. It's been 29 years, and guess where I'm flying tomorrow?
I hope Key West.
Key West, baby.
Okay, let me ask you a
question.
Have
you ever been to Key West, or this is, 29 years later, and you're finally going to get there?
Yeah, dude, I've never been there.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. What freaked your wife out about that drive down Highway 1 where she said, you know what, I can't do it? What was the issue? Because that's one of the most beautiful drives in America.
Yes, I thought it was super cool. I think she was just over it. She's like, how much further do we have? And I'm like, I don't know. The map says like 3 hours.
It's 3 hours from Miami to Key West, yes.
Is it just bridges over water?
Yes. Basically. In between the keys. So you go you get down to Key Largo, then you jump over to Holiday Isle, Isla Mirada, then you keep on going. And
but
keep
you're
jumping.
Leapfrogging.
Yeah, you're leapfrogging. It's bridges. Right. Then you get down to Key West. Oh, well, go to Sloppy Joe's, do all the crap, man. Go to Hemingway's home and, get a picture taken.
Do you guys know that it's Fantasy Fest this week, too?
What exactly is Fantasy Fest?
Yeah, right? If you know, you know.
Yeah. Okay. That good, huh?
Yeah. We have like 6 different outfits we're going to bring and wear, and we're going to get body painted. It'll be well worth the 29 years of waiting, I hope.
Yeah, it will be. It will be good.
And no more frog water.
But look, like there are tourist traps,
and
they're understandable. But you got to remember, Sloppy Joe's is a bar that's been around since 1875.
Has it been that long?
So whatever the date is on it, you're like, oh my God, that thing's been there it's like one of the oldest buildings downtown. That place has always been a bar. I don't know if it's always been called Sloppy Joe's.
Probably not.
It is right in the middle of downtown, and it is legendary, and it's not really, I mean, there's pictures of Hemingway in the bar drinking beer at the bar in the frickin' bar.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool historical thing. His house is only like 2 or 3 blocks away, so you can walk down there. Basically, once you get downtown in Key West, you are golden. I mean, you don't
that's
need to drive.
That's the whole thing, right? Like, you just walk everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. You can walk right from the beach, right across the street, walk into a bar, I mean, it's not very big.
And you said, generally speaking, not necessarily in a bad way, but it's just kind of lawless.
It's complete lawlessness. It reminds me a lot of Southwest Oregon as far as the pirate feel of just, like, absolutely no rules.
We're going to go ahead and do what we feel like doing.
Well, you got to be a little bit careful, too, right? Like, when my brother got married...
All right.
Right, they're younger. They don't have a ton of money, so they book stuff near Key West, but not in Key West. So I don't know what island or what town they were in, And no offense to anybody and whatever your lifestyle is, but what's the whatever the big MC is in Florida? I know it's not the... Either way, they basically get to the hotel. There's a bar attached to the hotel. They're going to go down there, and it's like... They're the only two that didn't ride a motorcycle there.
Okay.
They're the only two not associated, and it's like buckets of ice house and shots out of plastic cups.
Yeah.
Right? Right? So even my brother's kind of like, all right, screw it. We're going to spend more money. We're going into Key West tomorrow. Like, we can't. We're not staying here for a week. This just isn't for us.
I'm almost sure that Key West is one of those towns in America, too, where you can walk out of a bar with your drink and walk next door. And,
I was like going to say Orleans, that. I think it's open container.
Like New Orleans, and maybe one in South Carolina might have one of those towns. There's a handful.
Yeah, they just put it in
Savannah,
a cup.
Georgia, maybe. There's like four or five
of
those towns.
If it's hot and tropical-ish, they care less. Because like I said, New Orleans, and look, it's just habit. If you're from a normal city, you know what I mean? You're about to leave a bar, and you start chugging your beer. But like, the bouncer will actually stop me. Go, hey, man, what are you doing? Like, oh, me and my buddies, we're getting ready to leave. I'm just finishing my beer. And they're like, you understand, you can walk out of this bar with that beer and just drink it casually on the street.
It's even
can I walk into the bar next door with the beer in my hand? They're like... Yeah, they understand that the next beer you buy, you're buying from them. Nobody here cares.
They just put it in the cup.
But you're right. That's exactly right. They have plastic cups.
Right.
When you're done, you just...
But the first time you go, everybody did the same thing. And the guy's like, stop. Like, what? Just take a cup.
Well, the first time I went to a bar in New Orleans, because I just moved
I've done it in hotels in Vegas.
Yeah, they're pretty cool
like
about it,
leaving a nightclub, and the guy's like, yo, you don't have to chug that. Just put it in a different cup.
I wonder if they say that more than they even say, can I check your ID? Right? Because, I mean, like I said, everyone, no matter what, hey, we're getting ready to leave. Everyone's cups are turned up. And it's like, guys, stop. This is how you get stupid drunk. Don't chug your beer. Just walk it into the next bar. I love that about New Orleans.
What went wrong and then what happened? 206-803-ROCK.
I know that's shocking.
But no. But ironically, at some levels, it almost helps you from getting hammered too quick.
Because
if you're in a street like that, you could still hit five bars, but you could get away with only having four beers, as opposed to going into one, chugging a beer, going to the next one, chugging a beer.
Yeah, that's it, man. Mm-hmm. And look, still, you're going to end up hammered in New Orleans, but you don't have to power it down, which I like. Hello, Candy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I was horse camping with my sister up on the pass. And we were riding the trails, and we came out into this clearing, and there was a ridge up there. And my sister said, you know, that'd be a great picture. I thought, okay, so she'd ride over there. So I rode up this very rocky ridge and stood at the top. She snapped the picture, and I looked down, and as I yelled, I said, I don't think this horse can go down this. It's too rocky. She goes, nah, she'll make it. And I did not listen to that little voice in my ear that said, don't do it. And so I started down the hill, and sure enough, poor horse's hooves just slid out from underneath her on some rock, and she's rocking violently back and forth, trying to keep her balance. And as I'm being tossed back and forth, you know, I can't hardly hold on. I'm hanging off the side, and then she tossed me off. And I landed on a rock that was shaped like a humpback whale with a sharp spine on my upper left hip and the vertebrae area. And it was, oh my gosh, it was agony. I'm sure my back was torn open. And I'm looking up, and the horse is on top of me. And she was such, I still had a hold of the reins, but she was such a good horse, you know. She froze. And my sister came riding up, and she goes, oh, this is a good picture. And so she snaps a picture as I'm underneath the horse. With my horrible smile, you know, yeah. And then she goes, are you hurt? And I said, yeah, I'm hurt. She goes, hospital hurt? And I said, yeah. And so she went around. She saw a little ranger station pole. Luckily, sitting there was people camping and an off-duty nurse. And she took the horses and ran down. My sister did and got help and called a ranger. Ranger came up. The lady was sitting with me, thank goodness, feeling if I could feel my toes and everything. And I couldn't open my eyes. The pain was so bad, I couldn't open my eyes until we got off the mountain. And the ranger came. I said, can you chopper me out of here? Because, I was in agony. He said, nope, we're going to put you on this backboard. We're going to drive you down into Leavenworth. And so put me on the backboard. My mom rode with no seatbelt in the back, holding my legs up so I wouldn't scream in agony. And the first few miles were washboard. You know what that is? All the way down the mountain. And they got me in there in this rinky-dink hospital with like 5 beds. And they never looked at my back. They never took an x-ray. And they just gave me drugs, and because they needed the bed, they basically kicked me out in my, you know, with my ass hanging out the hospital gown, and in the car. I finally got home and got to a, you know, decent hospital. They missed a fractured vertebrae, and there was no wound. There was no wound at all. It was absolute nerve damage and you know, the spine. And so I had to be on medication flat on my back for 3 weeks. And you know what? That picture she took way up on the ridge, I looked like a freaking ant. It was horrible.
You still have the picture.
I still got the picture. And the one where I'm smiling in agony under the horse for a second.
Was the horse okay? The one that fell on top of you and slipped down?
Well, she was standing over me. She was fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
she was okay. So, yeah, that wasn't so fun.
How long did it take to recover from a fractured vertebrae?
It was 3 weeks of them rolling me back and forth and barely just getting up, you know, just to use the bathroom. And every movement was agony. So now I know just how bad, you know, nerve pain is. And you can still slap my butt there on the left side. No feeling.
If I meet you, I'm slapping your ass on the left side.
I am proud to announce that I'm never getting on a horse for the rest of my life.
You just cursed yourself.
No,
Why not?
A horse going to bite me and throw me on its back?
Something's going to happen where you're going to end up on a horse.
Trip where you got to be on a horse.
Why would I need to be on a horse?
The only way to get from here to there is on horseback.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I have no...
In Africa or something, like riding a horse or a donkey or something.
Just that statement alone is just
you
dumb
just
to make.
Yourself.
I will never be on a horse.
I said that about a helicopter. I looked at my wife and I said, I will never do that again. Fast forward, however many years ago it was, here we are in Niagara Falls, and I'm like, God damn it. And I did it again. Although, much better ride, to be fair. What is your fear of getting on a horse?
I don't have a fear of riding horses.
What is your fear of getting on a horse?
One time, my buddy Chad, he had more of a stallion, but he had an older horse, too. His grandmother on the farm. So, of course, I get the older horse. Chad, he's trying to still break in the young guy. We get in the field, and he just tears off. Well, his older buddy, he wants to keep up. So he's not as smooth, but he is hauling ass. And I'm on the back of this thing, and I'm like, Chad, slow your horse down.
Are you screaming to him?
I am screaming at him, with a lot more colorful language.
Yes, I would
involved.
Imagine.
This horse took me, I ducked and missed a branch by about 6 inches as he was flying under the trees on a trail. Chad's laughing his ass off. He thinks this is hysterical.
It is kind of funny.
Yeah. We turn around to go back. He does the exact same thing. Once again, we're flying again, you know, jumping over creeks and all this stuff. And I'm just like, you know, I'm not an equestrian horse rider.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just basically hugging this guy's neck for dear life, man. And I got my feet dug into his rib cage. Then in Jamaica, I get on a horse. The beach part was nice. But then when you get up into those Blue Mountains, man, those trails are no joke. And when you're up on a horse, you're higher than you think you are.
Oh, yeah.
When you're looking down at basically a one-foot road without a guardrail that goes straight over a cliff and you're on top of a horse, it will freak your ass out. And that's all those switchbacks are the entire way to the top of that thing and the whole way down. And when I got off that horse, when I got down, I was like, I am never, ever, and I was stoned. I am never in my life getting on a horse again. This is it. Flies everywhere on this horse. You know, just like everything is just like,
Mike, let's see if we can arrange the men's room horse riding event.
All right.
Today do you feel like you'll never? Like you said, now I never have.
And that's why something weird's going to happen.
I promise you.
And they're like, sir, the only way to get from here to there and save your life because whatever's going on is we brought you a horse. I don't know why.
Yeah, what if you meet a chick and she's like, Miles, I love horseback riding.
You do not get anywhere near horse chicks. Ever. Ballerinas, horse chicks, people who do your hair. Danger. Danger. Those are the three categories of just stay away. It's fire. You're going to burn your hand if you touch the stove. Ballerinas.
What's your defense of horse chicks, Mike?
Chicks who cut your hair.
Give the horse chick a chance.
You've been with the horse show.
And who's running into all these ballerinas?
I'm from Eden Claw, bro.
This is Eden Claw.
Yeah. There's a reason why you asked me to set up this horse ride.
That is exactly why.
Yeah. They're not all equestrian. So I'm saying, just look at Mike. Given where we live, there's a legit chance you could meet a woman who has a horse.
Yeah. I'm talking
thoroughly enjoys riding it. And like you're going to be like, oh, sorry, honey, I had a ride horse.
You know what? That's what it'll be. It's not going to be an emergency.
That'll save you.
Now, Miles is right.
That'll save you.
They're crazy. But they're fun crazy.
She drew horses when she was 7 years old in second grade, sitting beside you with a pencil. Actually did a pretty good job of replicating the muscle definition and everything else. The chick that had the long ponytail who ends up getting a horse, and that's her entire life. Nuts.
Probably.
But fun nuts.
Yeah. Well, it depends on your version. I'm just saying. Look, this.
Would you buy a product called Fun Nuts?
I'll tell you what.
Mr. Peanut.
Yeah. Fun nuts. I would get on a horse before I would date a horse chick.
Jesus.
But I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Let's just agree.
You cannot sit here and go, I never get on a horse.
I'm not.
It's going to happen.
No, it's not.
It's going to happen.
No, it's not.
I bet you it happens in Africa. They say, look,
I'll get on a giraffe.
The Jeep broke down. There are lions over there, but they're bringing us horses.
I'll ride the tiger like Ronnie James before I get on the back of a horse.
Come on.
What went wrong and then what happened? 206-803-ROCK.
Coward. Hello, Sherman. Welcome to the men's room.
I'm right.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Hey, so, you know, I lived years ago in Seaside, Oregon, and we decided that we're going to have three kegs up on the mountain, and it was Crown Zellerbeck land back then. And so, the party's ending, you know, we had a big bonfire food, all the whole thing, and the party was ending, and a friend of mine's girlfriend came up to me, Sue, and she says, hey, Sherman, I rolled Phillip's pickup. I was like, oh, no, man. She goes, I need some help to get it out of there. And so we're driving down the mountain, and blocking the whole road is the 68 International with a canopy on it. And so everybody stops, of course, because we can't get down the road. We can't get past it. And so I get everybody out, and, hey, let's roll it up on its wheels and see what we got. And so we did, and I jump in it, started it up. She jumps in the passenger side, and we roll down the hill, and the 25 mile an hour corners and 30 mile an hour corners and stuff down the hill there. And so as we're rolling, I hit the first corner at 25 mile an hour corner at about 40, and I pushed the brakes, and there's no brakes. All the brake fluid had leaked out.
Okay.
And so we roll down the hill, and we get to the stop sign down at the bottom. I made it through everything. Thank God there wasn't anybody coming up in the other lane. And I get down to the stop sign and roll through it, and there's her boyfriend's Phillip's pasture, and there's a car there. And so I roll out into the pasture and kind of graze the car to stop the pickup, jump out, and da-da-da. And so, okay, everything's done. There you go. And we go get everything done with the party and this and that. And so I'm in town about a week later, and Phillip comes up to me, this logger, and he's like, hey, what the hell did you do to my pickup? I'm like, I didn't do anything to your pickup. I drove it down to get home, you know, and get it to your house. And so he's like, well, it's all jacked up. Your girlfriend, you need to talk to her a little bit about that, because I just drove it down the hill and got it there. And so here's a good friend of mine ready to go toe-to-toe with me over something that I had little or nothing to do with.
Yeah.
It happens, man. Yeah. It does. Trust me, I've been blamed for it to the point where I'm just like, sure, I did it. If it just makes this go away, it's because if I argue with you, you're not going to believe me. Sure, it's my fault.
Our question, what went wrong and then what happened? 206-803.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Having a mini funeral in here coming up at 4:30. As Darren Daly and Steve Mix on the Daily Mix Morning Show join us, we will sit and spin. We have the top 10 requested end-of-life songs, which in some cases works out on our question, what went wrong and then what happened? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wendy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello. Good afternoon, boys. How are you?
Hola. We're doing well.
Good. So this actually, I swear to God, happened. It's hysterical. My sister-in-law, about in, I don't know, like 1984-ish, was in a sorority at Wazoo, right?
Okay.
And her friend was from Riskville, and she was this beautiful, I mean, beauty queen girl. And she started dating a guy from Mercer Island. And so they're dating, and he's like, oh, you know, why don't you come home with me for Thanksgiving? So she was really unsure about it because she's like from, you know, out in the middle of nowhere on a farm. And he's from this, you know, what she perceives as a mansion, which it was, on Mercer Island. But we finally were like, you're going to be good. It'll be good. You know, you'll go. Have fun. So she went. And when they got there, she said she was just ready to, you know, pee her pants. She was so upset and nervous and everything. And so she asked very politely if she could please use their powder room. And, of course, this house had a powder room, if you know, is a sink and a chair and a mirror. No toilet. So she's like, okay, well, I guess I'm here. So she, you know, hiked up her outfit and she got up on the sink and she pulled it off the wall.
Oh, no.
And they hear this just huge ruckus upstairs, this, you know, loud bang and water's going everywhere. And his mom is just not happy. And he's like, well, Mom, you know, you got to give her, cut her some slack. You know, she's from this farm town and, you know, she's really intimidated. And so he gets his mom calmed down. You know, the sink can be fixed. They're all good. And I think it's like 2 days later, before they go home, they're going back over to his house for brunch. So she's all calmed down. They walk in. She goes and her mom says, why don't you come in and sit down? They go into the living room and she sits on the sofa. And she sits on the mother's Maltese dog, this tiny dog that's like 3 pounds, and it died.
Oh, man.
I swear to God this happened. I could not believe it. She gets back, and she's like, oh, you said everything would be fine. Yeah, sure. It was not fine.
Did they continue to date after this, Green Acres couple?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, did they continue to date after this?
I think that was kind of the end of it. His mom was not getting over.
Killed the dog, ruined the powder room.
It was just a blank show.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. Wendy, I mean, honest to God, like, so even you own a mansion on Mercer Island or anywhere, and you have the kind of home that literally has a powder room, which for most people, it's not that. So if I walked up to you, or probably more specifically, if a woman walked up to you and said, hey, Wendy, can I use your powder room? Wouldn't you make the effort to clarify, to be like, do you need a restroom or a powder? Because I live in one of the very few houses that actually has a powder room.
Yeah.
I would assume that you mean a toilet, so I would at least ask, like, hey, if you actually need a commode, the restroom's here. If you just need a powder room, you know, that's all.
I just can only imagine. I have no idea what happened to this girl. She was so gorgeous. Who knows? She could be listening right now, but I swear that happened. I could not believe it. When she got home and she's telling us this, I'm like, oh my Lord, you're kidding. And she's like, no, and then this happened, and then this happened.
Well, the guy went to Wazoo too, right?
Yeah, he did.
So they never went out after that?
I think that was kind of towards the end. They might have once or twice, but that was pretty much the end.
Why don't you kill the mom's dog?
Kill mom's Maltese.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That's isn't that something? How do you sit on a dog? Well, I would think the dog would yelp. I think you would react and get. I mean, how do you?
Well, I think it's
what it did.
And that's the last thing it did, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's the last thing it did. And she was really a tiny little thing, but just the way the dog was laying, and it kind of, I have little dogs, and I've got one that's like 3.5 pounds, and I don't know, if it was snuggled up against the edge of the sofa and you sat on it, you might not hear it. I don't know.
Well, Wendy, based on your experience of this poor woman, do you ever worry about that with your little dogs?
I do, but my little dog always knows. He needs
What the hell is that dog called? My sister's got one of those little tiny dogs. What the hell is that breed called?
He's a Chihuahua.
Okay, that's not what she's got. She's got something else.
He's got the most masculine name. His name is Muffin.
All right. Well, believe it or not, my sister.
He won't have a complex ever.
My kids have a dog named Muffin, and it's a little tiny dog.
I knew what a dog.
What is the one that
Muffin
looks like?
I grew up. My babysitter had a dog named Muffin
and tiny dog.
Yeah. What is
he was small.
Yeah.
What were those things called in the third Star Wars? Those little furry things.
Ewoks.
She named the dog Wicket because it looked like an Ewok. So what are those little...
The flat face,
they're
but kind of
really
hairy?
Flat face, they're kind of black and golden
Wicket?
Hair. Yeah, Wicket was just
that
one
was a
of
character
them.
From...
Wicket? All right. So they look like little Ewoks.
Is that a Maltese?
Palmer... Nah.
Nah, Pomeranian, you definitely
that's not it. It's just... But it's. I swear to God, this thing is... It's really maybe 4 pounds, 3 pounds. At the most. At the most.
I said the next dog I want to get, I want a small dog. Not that small. A Chihuahua, maybe because they crack me up because they have such a crappy attitude, and I have no idea why. Maybe because they're so tiny. But yeah, the Maltese.
Yorkshire Terrier?
Yes.
Furry?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I brought a picture.
I'm pretty sure that's
you know what he looks like.
He's this little guy.
Yeah, you can't turn it too far.
He's this little guy right here. I know. He's an Ewok. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
They
always like, if there's a movie that's animated, or not, sorry, not animated, if it's a movie that has like talking animals, that dog is always kind of stupid. For whatever reason, right? The Doberman's always going to be a badass, but for some reason, that particular dog is always cast as like your dumb friend.
Someone just texted, and I knew someone with a Rottweiler.
Named Muffin?
Named Muffin. What,
I kind of like that.
What went wrong, and then what happened? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, technically, you can call him whatever you want.
That's true. Actually, my favorite dog name ever.
Your dog is pretty sizable. She is very nice.
But like Molly?
Yeah.
She's what, 45, 50
But like Molly's maybe? Like just like a cool chick, you know, or something.
Yeah.
And that dog is...
She's a lunatic.
Right. Like I would think Miles' sister, Tiny Dog, I expect more of a Molly.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. When I lived in Rochester, there were people, they had this big-ass Doberman, had the spiked collar. The dog itself was nice, but you didn't know that until you kind of met it. But the dog's name was Nacho. And I just thought that was the greatest name ever.
Okay, well, my sister being a hardcore Italian. Okay, the first one was wicked because the dog...
The name of the dog, Anthony.
The dog looked like, you know, an Ewok. Second dog was named Rocco.
Yeah.
So Rocco was 3.5 pounds, 4 pounds. Now he passed on, and now her new dog is Cannoli.
She named it Cannoli.
I mean, you couldn't be any more Italian. You might as well name the next dog Penny or something.
Penny.
Rigatoni. Yeah. What went wrong and then what happened? 206-803-ROCK.
Ravioli.
Good question. Wasn't Toto from The Wizard of Oz a Yorkshire Terrier?
I think
maybe
so.
I think so.
But my sister's dogs were smaller than that guy.
Smaller than Toto?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, I swear
to God. Are you sure they're dogs at this point?
One dog would just sit up on her shoulder like a parrot. She could get up and walk around and the dog would stay on the shoulder. That's how small the dog was.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah.
Hello, Rich. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
But it was a Cairn Terrier.
So I had like a little procedure done on my back. I had like a cyst removed, you know, nothing major. And then afterward, one little stitch and a Band-Aid. So me and my girlfriend, afterwards, we gotta go get groceries. So we're driving down the road. And apparently, I started to pass out. And like normally when I pass out, you know, I call it fade to black because, you know, you slowly start fading to black.
Sure.
Well, this time, everything went white. So luckily enough, where it happened, we're at a stoplight. There was a fire department right there. So my girlfriend whips it in and rushes inside and grabs them and they come out. And apparently I'm shaking. I had a full-blown seizure. Didn't have a heartbeat, no pulse, and no blood pressure.
So dead, in other words?
Dead. I felt like I could hear like voices and stuff, but I felt good. Like,
were you like allergic to the local anesthesia, maybe?
No. What I think it was like my body just kind of shut down and reset itself because, I ended up coming to, and I don't know how long I was out or whatnot, but when I came to, I felt absolutely great. Like, I felt amazing.
Well, that's not normally the case when you have a seizure. Typically, what they'll tell any epileptic or somebody, hey, my daughter's got that deal, but they say it's almost the equivalent of running a marathon.
Right, so what made yours different?
When you go through that episode.
What's that?
Well, typically they say it's the equivalent of running a marathon when you have a seizure as far as the exhausting level that it takes on your body.
Yeah, I didn't feel exhausted or anything. Like, I felt amazing. Like, I did end up, you know, pissing my pants and stuff like that.
Well, sure.
And then I was, like, all good to go and stuff, you know, like, well, let's go. But the paramedics wouldn't let me go. I ended up having to go to the hospital because I still had, like, low blood pressure and stuff. So I go to the hospital, you know, and they do... like there for a few hours, ended up leaving. I was fine, but I didn't end up having to get scheduled, you know, like CAT scan and brain testing and all that. And nothing came back of it. Totally fine.
I wonder if you're epileptic.
No.
Okay. Well, if you haven't had a seizure since,
but you said it faded to white instead of black, and you came back feeling great.
Yeah, it was just a weird experience. So, yeah, I can't explain it.
Yeah, it is weird.
Pretty much dead.
If you have no heartbeat, no pulse, no blood pressure,
yeah,
you are dead.
Yeah,
I mean, that any coroner.
Well, at least you got rid of that nasty zit on your back.
Hey, good for him, man.
What went wrong and then what happened? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, Ted, just so you know, someone texted in, my dog's name is Ted, 60-pound Weimaraner.
60-pound what?
Weimaraner.
I got to look that up. It sounds like a strong dog.
Yeah, Ted the dog. Ted, you know, sadly, I'm not making fun of you. Like, Ted, it seems like a good name for a dog.
But it would be confusing if you went to their house for anything.
Well, my buddy dated a girl for a while that...
Ted, it's time to eat. No, not
super
you.
Super ironically, she had a dog named Ted, but also it was one that looked like me.
Oh, you've shown me that breed before, and it's funny.
Like, what are the short ones with the little tiny legs?
Like a
everybody
corgi?
Likes...
Like a corgi?
Corgi.
Yeah.
She literally had a corgi named Ted.
And it looked like
the dog incarnate of me.
Hmm.
Well, you lived with a dog named Miles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right.
Yeah, it's true.
I've seen the movie. What went wrong and then what happened? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Gage. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So I was about 12 years old, and my parents took me camping. We were out in Leavenworth, and we went on this rafting trip. And everybody had their own individual raft. And as we were heading down there, there's like a whole bunch of group of people, right? And my dad sees up the way that there's like kind of a white water dip. And he's like, oh, yeah, let's go do that. So we're walking up there and my friend's talking to me. My friend's with us and he's like, I don't know, man. I don't really feel good about this, you know. It's like I just got a bad feeling. I was like, no, man, it'll be fun. No worries. So we all end up going. My dad gets in first. My stepmom goes. And then my sister and I and my friend are all kind of following them down. And both my parents get down the whitewater dip, no problem. And then my sister goes, and then she falls off, but then just starts floating down the river. I fall off, and then I can kind of feel the undertow kind of getting me a little bit, but I kick off. My friend, he's the last one to go. He ends up getting caught in the undertow, and he's like fighting, you know, to try and stay up, struggling. And then we all end up getting out of the water, and then there was a guy there who ends up jumping in, grabs him, pulls him out, and at this point he's been like fighting for, I don't know, a good couple minutes, and he stopped at one point, like he was out. The guy brings him to shore. As he was bringing him to shore, he kept his head underwater. And as all this is happening, we kind of find out the dude is a doctor, right? Which is just so lucky that it happened that way.
Yeah, pretty handy.
But yeah, pulls my friend out of the water, gives him CPR, brings him back to life. And it was just one of the craziest moments of my entire life. And the I'll never forget the noise that my friend made when he was like coming back to life.
Is it like a big deep breath, a gurgle, or what?
It was like a deep breath, but it was like a screech, like a screeching noise, like all the air entering his lungs.
All right.
And it was just, man, it was, I'm like kind of reliving it now.
Did he say, I told you?
No. After that, I mean, he ended up, we didn't really talk too much after that, you know, because it was just like this whole ordeal happened. But yeah, we had a bit of a falling out, and I'm sure that his parents and my parents had a lot to talk about after that trip.
Yeah, but they did.
Jesus.
Okay.
That wow. Sucks.
Right.
That's terrifying, man.
Yeah. Still to come on.
That's your worst nightmare, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
And Steve Miggs of the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Well, they'll join us. We're going to sit and spin. We've got the top 10 requested end-of-life songs coming up at 4:30. And your email's up next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.